I guarantee sometime during the day you will end up somehow humming parts of that. That's the only words we know from that particular song.
I know. There must be more.
Well, of course there's more to the other great songs as well. I'm talking about South Pacific. Now, we talked to the director of South Pacific earlier in the was it end of February, I guess.
Well,
they're still going on. Now, they still have another chance to check out the performance. But this morning we're talking with several of the cast members. We have joining us this morning Marcy Saxon, and she has her father, Barry Saxon, joining us this morning. Thanks for joining us, Saxons. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So we got a little email that related to Marcy, how you, let's see, you are involved, your father's involved, and then your son is also involved, right?
Yes, my 11-year-old son, Max.
All right, who started this madness? Who was the one that kind of got the foot in the door and brought everybody with them?
It would be Max and his twin sister, Rose. They've been involved at the Old Town Hall Theater, and Max wanted to try out and dragged us along.
And it's interesting that it becomes like that. You're not the only kind of family that takes part of the Old Town Hall Theater, I guess.
No. In fact, in the show, several of the cast members, we've got a mother and a daughter, Kelly and Annabelle. They're performing together, and Steve and Owen, a dad and a son. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the director and her daughter. So there's a lot of family connections in the show.
And it really makes it more a very tight-knit community theater because of that, I suppose.
Oh, I think so. I think that any time you can just be involved with your family on a different level than just the regular everyday tasks, it's a great experience.
Has your family had this experience before this production?
Well, Dad, do you want to comment on that?
Well, Marcy and I have been in shows together a couple of times in the past. But when she was a lot younger, but now she has a lead role along with me, and Max is in the show, which is makes it three full generations all in the same show, which makes it very rewarding to see your family up on the stage all together.
And tell us about how the performances have been going and the audience reaction to the performance of South Pacific.
Well, the audiences are very happy to be there. We're happy to have them. We kind of feed off of each other. And it's always nice to have a great, enthusiastic crowd, and the applause and the laughter is what we all do this for. And while it's not the only thing, we feel like the community gets a great deal out of being able to see live theater in their own backyard, something that they would normally have to travel hundreds of miles to see, or even go downtown Cleveland is a great chore for some people. And here, right here in their own backyard, is an opportunity to see a full Broadway show with performers, live performers, and live music. It's not something it's not like turning on your TV or going to the movies where you're just seeing it. This is, when you're in the audience, you're actually in the show. You're surrounded by the all that's going on around you, and it's a wonderful experience. Live theater is something that everyone should take advantage of, and the Old Town Hall Theater does a great job of putting on a wide variety of shows for the whole family. This is not
another nice thing too is that, like he was saying, it's in your own backyard, and people come, and they not only know cast members, but we've got in our pit, we've got community members, students, adults that are all part of the North Ridgeville and surrounding communities. So the audience feels very vested in it as well.
Well, you get, Marcy, you get kind of comments from your other people in your school board members and things like that. I see from your note as well. So there's kind of that, yes. Hey, they see you in a different light maybe, perhaps.
Yes,
after this.
Our mayor and his wife were at the opening night performance, and I was at a meeting just a few days later, and he just kind of put me on the spot in a positive way, but it was just a nice shout-out, and it encourages more people to come because the cast and the crew and the pit put in so much time rehearsing. It's like my dad said, it's great to have that audience there to feed off of and to entertain them. It's never fun with a smaller house. You want to fill those seats.
Marcy, one quick sidebar. Bruce mentioned you're on the school board. You have a new superintendent coming on board in August. Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Oh, we're very excited. Her name is Roxanne Ramsey Casario. She's coming to us from the Lakewood School District, and she's currently the assistant superintendent there. She's excited for her first superintendency, and the board went through a very rigorous search, and we're just real happy to see her come. We're sad to see Dr. Powell go, and we're ready to just start implementing some things that we've discovered about the district that the community would like, and it's going to be some great times ahead.
You mentioned the mayor before. Dave and I performed in 1776, and decades ago. I think he was on council. He wasn't the mayor at that particular point, if I remember there as well. But it's fun how, especially with the community theater, and depending on who sort of is involved, they'll bring along other people, or you know, get other people involved.
That's true. Yes, it's so. I mean, because I think I had mentioned this before to you. My son is active in the St. Peter's Boy Scout Troop 153, and we were talking to the young lady Julia who plays opposite my son Max, and she goes to St. Peter's, and she said, "Oh, well, Mrs. Krupka is my teacher." Well, Mrs. Krupka was Max's den leader when he was in Cub Scouts, and you know, like his and her husband's my parents' vet. Everybody's connected in some way, and this just brings us together with other kids too. That, you know, my son wouldn't have probably had an opportunity to meet her, and they know someone else in common as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, in different community theaters, you know, you'll sometimes have people who like to jump around to different community theaters because they see a performance or a part. So you have people from all in Northeast Ohio, but even in North Ridgeville, though, you kind of have a core of sort of North Ridgevillians, if I can call you that, you know, that kind of support the theater community throughout the entire year with what's going on. So,
oh, definitely. I mean, because our youth theater at the Old Town Hall is a huge asset to the community, and Sharon Godsey, she really has just molded the group of kids, and they travel and compete, and those kids are bringing in their parents. You know, there's some kids who were in their last show, Little Women, like the lead, for example, Macy. Her mom is now in the ensemble. She's playing a nurse along with her little sister in South Pacific. So these people watched maybe a family member perform, and now they've gotten the acting bug to be out there too. So, yeah, but it's like a core group of people in the community, and then they hopefully can bring in some others.
Right.
Join as well.
You don't want everybody on stage, though. You need an audience, so you got to keep some people in North Ridgeville to come.
Yeah,
and the
ushers and, you know, people to help out in other capacities in the theater, definitely.
So in your household, are you singing the soundtrack to South Pacific? Is it kind of, you know, when you wake up to go to sleep, are there points where you're...
Well, some days, but it's funny because my husband Craig and my daughter Rose, who's Max's twin sister, they've been to every performance, and my daughter, she picks up the music quickly. She's been singing and reading lines with me, and she seems to be the one singing the songs more than us. We kind of stay in the zone and focused, although I was humming along with Bally High when you were playing that, because that is one of my songs in the show.
And there's how many more performances now? We're coming to the final weekend, right? Is that correct?
Yes, we've got two. We've got performance Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30.
All right, and you can get the tickets by calling 327-2909.
Correct.
Old Town Hall Theater, North Ridgeville, their final performance this weekend for South Pacific. Our guest this morning has been Marcy Saxon, also her father, Barry, joining us, talking about how the generations have taken part in this performance. And it helps, too, when you got it, because if you're having a show that has an older gentleman and, you know, a young boy, that type of thing, you have to get those. It's sometimes hard to get a 20-year-old to play somebody who's an older man. So it's good to get sort of realism when you put these performances together, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. Well, definitely.
We appreciate both of you getting up this morning and talking with us, and break a leg.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's great for us. Joining us this morning here, folks from the Old Town Hall Theater.